If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to Non This Business Bites Podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Non This Business Bites. I'm Ben and this is Sia. So last week we talked about you can only control how you react. And it got into a little bit of a conversation about, you know, how do you manage people? You know, looking at this as expectations versus accountability, some really good stuff. Go back last week, have a listen to it all. It was a great conversation. And we started thinking about this and we said, okay, what's the next iterative of that? And the question is, how do you get people to listen to what you have to say? Not just hear, but actually listen. Because when people listen, it's not just an auditory exercise. It's, do they listen to you? Do they understand what you have to say? Do they value it? Do they internalize it? Can they recall it? Can they retell it? And do they have the ability to champion it? Because, you know, the auditory process of listening is just a small part of it. It's, do we actually comprehend what somebody is saying? What does it mean to us? Because what you say and what I hear are not always synonymous. And in fact, a lot of times it isn't. You know, what your agenda is, what your mission, your vision, your values, your headspace is, could be completely different from mine. And you may be saying it, and it, to me, it may sound like the teacher and on the peanuts of the wah, 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 wah. And we need to get beyond that. We need to get beyond the head shakes in the boardroom. And everybody goes, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then come back and says, did you understand what you had to say? No, I didn't understand. Did you understand what you had to say? No, I didn't understand what you had to say. We need to get beyond that. So Sia, let's nod this.
Didn't I start off last week saying, do you understand the words are coming out of my mouth?
51 okay. times you've done this. Okay.
I know. Gosh, man. This season, we're like all over the place. Okay. So being in a leadership role doesn't have to mean you have to be, or I'm sorry, having a position of leadership doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a quote leader, right? You
could
just be,
there's no title called leader.
Right. So I think it goes down to communication, which is something I struggle with day in, day out, because I feel like there are times, even with talking to family, okay, we thought we said one thing, but the family member clearly heard it completely different. Same applies with you talking to a teammate, manager, colleague, client, prospect, right? You said one thing, they heard another. And it has a lot of things that they hear maybe beyond our control. And I think we as communicators, if we have a moment of pause to think about who we're talking to, and if you know any little bit about them, then you may know maybe more effective ways to communicate, right? So I'm not going to, for the sake of conversation, I'll call Chris Milazewski, who's, we met him because of our show.
Absolutely.
So much like I'm your sister from another mister, he's like my baby brother from another mother too. Like it's
cool.
Fun. So, you know, he's unfortunately had a history with, you know, gun violence. Okay. I don't joke gun violence jokes with him or anything like that, right?
No,
like you just know
not.
When not yeah. to say things to trigger them, right? But sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't know those factoids about those individuals and we make these offhand comments that might trigger them. And I'm not saying we have to read people's minds. But I am saying, though, is whoever we're communicating with, especially with those that we work with day in, day out, really stop and get out of your own darn head about yourself. When you're communicating, it's not about you communicating. It's how you're being received by them, right? That's going to be received in the way that whatever it is you're conveying, they will receive it as such. And I think that's a big challenge. It's a very big problem. We get too self-invested, either for our own personal benefit and or what we think a company mission and purpose is going to, by virtue of saying it verbatim, that should activate the masses to be like, yay, let's go in lockstep. That just doesn't happen. So again, you know, the way we communicate with someone, it varies. And I think that's why life is so much more fun.
Absolutely.
This conversation will exist today, tomorrow, and a billion years from now.
My favorite exercise to go through with senior leadership on communication is, imagine there's a billboard at the side of the road. You've designed it. You've created it. You have the exact visuals you want. You have the message that you always want. You create this perfect, in your mind, visual image. The problem is your entire staff is in cars going 60 miles an hour. Sometimes there's a red light, sometimes there's a yellow light, sometimes there's traffic, sometimes there's somebody cutting them off, sometimes they're late for something, sometimes their spouse has yelled at them, sometimes they have a baby screaming in the back of the car, sometimes they're hungry, sometimes they're frustrated, sometimes they're this, and they're not paying attention to your billboard. But I created the billboard. Look how beautiful it is. Look how wonderful it is. Now, eventually, people are going to slow down. And they're going to realize, oh, there is a billboard there. But they went past it too quickly to be able to see it. They saw there was a billboard. Yeah. So the next time they go past the billboard, they say, oh, okay. And they look at the message and they go, well, I didn't quite get it. But okay, I'll come back tomorrow. And it might take them a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks to actually ponder what the message is, get it, and move forward. Guess what? Most billboards that are successful are under 13 words.
Ooh. That's as fast as one can read at 60 miles an hour.
Pretty much. And they're also, look at the font. The font is at 400 point font or whatever it is. You know, to be able to do that. It's a quick visual. It's a very short, you know, thing. Most really successful ones are probably under 7 or 8 words. And we need to be able to think that way when we're communicating, is that it's not just because it's important to me right now, everybody else is going to get the message. You know, you may have a project that in your mind is 911. And you sit there and you say, we need to get on this right away. Well, guess what? Your IT team has got another project that they've been told is 911 priority. Your legal team might have another project that is being told it's 911 priority. Your sales team may be in the middle of a 6-week blitz that they're doing, you know, where their commissions are and their bonuses are based on completing something that's completely different. None of them are listening to your 911, you know, rant because they've got been told by somebody else that something else is 911 plus. So we need to sit there and as we're communicating, sit there and say, okay, need to understand that, yeah, I understand you guys are working on this. I understand this is a priority. However, because of what's going on in internationally and with the larger projects and stuff like that, we need to be able to put these projects on hold. And I realize it's going to cost us time. I realize it's going to cost us money, but we need to refocus based on this, this, and this reason. And if you can do that in a way where people can sit there and say, okay, yeah, all right, that is mission critical because it could be worth $500 billion to our organization and there's bonuses and a whole bunch of things involved in it that are going to matter to me, you're going to get people's attention a lot better than just sit there going, this is important. You have to move forward. So how we communicate, the analogies we use, the words we use, the messaging we use, the style of communication we use is critical if we actually want to be listened to.
I mean, look, when you're talking to someone and trying to convince them to do some kind of abnormal activity that's outside of their normal routine,
yeah,
100%. I mean, everyone should have this embedded in our memories and brains, which is what's in it for me.
Yeah.
This is what we all function on. I used to do it all the time with my management. They're like, see, I need you to XYZ. What's in it for me? Mm-hmm. You're going to ask me to do something that's unnatural behavior for a relationship I currently have. What's in it for me? You're basically telling me to do something that I don't necessarily agree with or want to do because it benefits you.
Yeah.
And that is probably one of the hardest things to, again, effective leadership is effective communication is effective value exchange.
Exactly.
Work needs to be done, people. Okay. Work needs to be done. How it's done is the fun of life, right? The motivation to achieve that said goal, that's kind of up to what you guys agree upon in your working relationship, right? So, yeah.
Well, it's a Simon Sinek, starts with why.
Yeah. And it's not meant to be like anti-authoritative. It's more of the, no, help me understand this process. Then if I understand why you need to get it done, then, and I benefit if this gets done, then you've got to win.
Or listen, I've got this, this, and this that need to be done. What goes to the wayside? What is less of a priority? What can I take off my desk? What can I give to somebody else so I can do this? Because I've only got, 8 hours in a day, 40 hours in a week. I'm not working 65 hours this week in order to complete this thing unless there's time and a half and you're also willing to take this thing off my plate because I can't do everything.
Right.
So it's a matter of explaining to people. It says, look, if everything's a priority, nothing's a priority.
Yep.
So what are the things that are less of a priority that I should take off my plate or deprioritize or move to somebody else so I can take care of this for you? And I'm happy to do it. You just need to know, let me know who else am I disappointing in order to be able to achieve your goals.
So and funny.
It may not be done that bluntly, but that's the self-talk that's going on in your mind.
It's because it's the truth, right? I don't mind talking about this. It's done and over with, but I don't mind talking about this. When I worked at a particular technology company, I worked for a division. And as you know, large companies have multiple divisions and they're like pillars of, they're basically for all intents and purposes, different companies.
Yes, right? They are.
They have different solutions for whatever. Well, a different division, I was told by my division heads, go work with them. They own all the accounts. You need to work with them so you can get introductions into the accounts. Right. Naively, I'm like, yay, we're the same balloon color wearing, golden arches together, whatever you want to call it. No, it's not McDonald's. I'm just picking on them. But so I remember approaching all of these reps and they all looked at me as if I was like three
crazy
heads, you know. Singing on key, because heaven knows if I sing off key, because that was my reputation. But they looked at me, had three heads singing in harmony because they're like, what the hell is this? Who are you? And it was because I found out later in the beginning, I couldn't figure out why they were so hostile to me. And I'm like, I think I'm a likable person. What's going on here? Because you always do. You find out, oh, am I an unlikable person? No, come to find out, they were getting paid 6X to sell a direct competitor product.
Sure.
So they did not give a poops meow that I was the same company. They were not company people. They were 100%. I get paid for every dollar, Sia, we get paid $6.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a lot of tapping of the head. Yay, go team. Maybe we'll introduce you to like a kindergarten project or maybe maybe light up a volcano, Sia. We'll introduce you to that little project, but we never got at bats because there was no way that we were of value to them to get anything that we needed. And our own leadership struggled with it. So again, go back to, if you're in a role where you are trying to collaborate, you've in a capacity that you can drive a team towards some kind of, goal, understand if they have different KPIs, you will never be top priority.
Yeah. And understanding that is huge. It's understanding what are people's motivations.
Mm-hmm.
And, what do people want? What do people need? What does a win look like to people? And how do you create, wins that work for everybody. And sometimes you can't. Sometimes you absolutely can't. A lot of times that you can, but it might take a lot of time and it might take a lot of effort. And you need to sit there and say, okay, how do we find ways that we can collaborate that everybody's going to do better because of it? And, you know, in your particular case, you're absolutely right. Why should they sell your product if they can sell something and make more money? So let's leave it there. Let's leave it there and talking about, you know, are people listening to us? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But the question is, we have to get them to listen a little bit better. And we have to understand why they're not listening to us. And how can we make it relevant to them? So I'm Ben.
And I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This, Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at IamBenBaker.com or me at BrilliantBeingMedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This, Business Bites.